UK, US condemn communists for breaking Sino-British treaty to crack down on Hong Kong activists. By Breitbart London on April 19, 2020. Hong Kong, AP, the United States condemned the arrests of at least 14 veteran pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong on charges of joining massive anti-government protests last year, saying the police action jeopardizes a high degree of autonomy guaranteed the southern Chinese city. Among those arrested Saturday were 81-year-old activist and former lawmaker Martin Lee and democracy advocates Albert Ho, Lee Chuk Yan and Ona Khan. Police also arrested media tycoon Jimmy Lai, who founded the local newspaper Apple Daily. The sweeping crackdown amid a coronavirus pandemic is based on charges of unlawful assembly stemming from huge rallies against proposed China extradition legislation that exposed deep divisions between democracy-minded Hong Kongish and the Communist Party-ruled central government in Beijing. The bill, which would have allowed the residents of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to be sent to the mainland to stand trial, has been withdrawn, but the protests continued for more than 7 months, centered around demands for voting rights and an independent inquiry into police conduct. While the protests began peacefully, they increasingly descended into violence after demonstrators became frustrated with the government's response. They feel that Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has ignored their demands and used the police to suppress them. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a statement condemned the arrests. Beijing and its representatives in Hong Kong continue to take actions inconsistent with commitments made under the Sino-British Joint Declaration that include transparency, the rule of law, and guarantees that Hong Kong will continue to enjoy a high degree of autonomy, Pompeo said. He was referring to the 1997 handover of the former British colony to China, which promised the city would enjoy political freedoms not afforded mainland China. Attorney General William Barr also weighed in with a statement saying these events show how antithetical the values of the Chinese Communist Party are to those we share in Western liberal democracies. These actions, along with its malign influence activity and industrial espionage here in the United States, demonstrate once again that the Chinese Communist Party cannot be trusted. Britain's Foreign Office also criticized the arrests, saying the right to peaceful protest is fundamental to Hong Kong's way of life and as such is protected in both the Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. Beijing has accused the U.S. and other Western countries of instigating the protests and insists they're China's internal affairs. The Office of the Commissioner of the Chinese Foreign Ministry in Hong Kong said police were enforcing the law against those suspected of organizing and participating in unauthorized assemblies, and foreign countries have no right to interfere, China's official Xinhua news agency reported. It is completely wrong that the UK Foreign Office spokesperson has distorted the truth by painting unauthorized assemblies as peaceful protests in a bid to whitewash, condone and exonerate the anti-China troublemakers in Hong Kong, the statement said. Lee Chuk Yan and Yung Sum, a former lawmaker from the Democratic Party who was also arrested, were charged in February over their involvement in a rally on August 31 last year. The Hong Kong authorities had denied permission for most of the rallies and police increasingly used tear gas and pepper spray against demonstrators, arresting hundreds. The League of Social Democrats wrote in a Facebook post on Saturday that its leaders were among those arrested, including Chairman Raphael Wang. They were accused of participating in two unauthorized protests on August 18 and October 1 last year. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.